The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, you surely have heard about the vast illegal market in endangered wildlife. But no, it's not just horns and tusks. How about the Mexican fish called the totoaba? Totoabas are large, rare fish found only in the Gulf of California, and it turns out that their swim bladders, the organ that helps them float, is in high demand in China for soups and medicines. Demand is so high that a Mexican fisherman can make more than a month's salary if he sells just one to a trafficker, to say nothing of how much that trafficker makes when he sells it to a customer. No one's sure how many totoaba are left, but it's clear they are endangered. A century ago, they were fished heavily to meet the demand for swim bladders in both China and the U.S., but their population dropped and fishing them was banned in 1975. Totoaba are now at risk from illegal fishing. Poachers use gill nets to catch the fish, which can grow more than 6 feet long and weigh more than 200 pounds. It doesn't help that the Colorado River, where they go to spawn, has become so salty because of water diversion that breeding is hard for them.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.